Blog Talk Radio.
To welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book, called Angels of Faith, is about my two near-death experiences. And it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them also to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to truly live in the only moment that we have available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse. They have a funny sense of humor and are extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. Like the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your phone calls for free angel advice. So you can call the show on that call-in number, which is 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for that free angel guidance and angel advice from the Posse of Angels and myself is 646-716-6794. But before that happens, once again, hello, listeners, and welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. Thank you for listening in, whether you're listening in on the computer, you might be listening in by the phone, or perhaps you're listening to these archive shows on the Blog Talk Radio site. Perhaps you've downloaded the show for free from iTunes. A happy September to everyone. You know, with September here, many people are going back to school. They're going back to work. They're getting back to a job. Or, because September is all about harvesting, you might be actually starting a new position, a new career, a new job. The start of something new is where our attention is as we go back back into the fall. And you know, when we start anything new, we are so much more focused and attentive if we're not weighed down by worries and stress and control. You know, an intuitive counseling session or a Reiki session can help you to be clear to start anything anew or going back to something in this September with clear, bright, focused energy. To book your session with me, Claire Candy Hoff, either in my Los Angeles office, or you can do this nationally or internationally as I use distant healing. You can do this over phone and or on the computer using Skype. The Posse of Angels and I so look forward to helping you receive clarity and individual insights for your life and how you can make this September the best month ever leading up to the rest of the year. Also, if you'd like to sign up for my free Angel Healing House monthly newsletters, you can either go to my website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com, and Angel Healing House is all one word. Or you can send me your email address along with your request to my email address, which is Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And I look forward to you receiving those channeled monthly angel newsletters. They usually get sent out on the first of every month, and they contain lots of channeled information on relevant topics that the Posse of Angels channel through me. And in this way, it brings so many people clarity, empowerment, strength, direction, self-love, and peace. I see that we have a few callers holding for the free angel advice. If you're a regular listener, you know that I like to take about 15 or 20 minutes to talk about our topic for the day, and our topic for the day is synchronicities. You know, with all that's been written about this new age that we are in, as we've crossed over from the Piscean age, which was the age of reason and logic and thinking, to the Aquarian age, and the Aquarian age is one of feeling, belief, and intuition. There are two areas that have gotten a tremendous amount of attention. The first is, of course, the laws of attraction or the laws of cause and effect. Now, this can be stated simply as whatever you put your focus on will manifest, as everything is energy, or stated even more simply, like attracts like. Now, once we really start to work with this universal law, we begin to be consciously aware of our words and our thoughts and our feelings, as in every waking minute we are painting the portrait of our lives and creating our realities. By becoming diligent on putting our focus on being positive, optimistic, loving, kind, many people start to notice that their lives become a reflection of those changes, whether it's more loving and kinder people in our lives. As if by magic, there are more optimistic, positive things in our lives and events that happen. Now, those of us that practice this universal law and adopt it as a way of life then notice something quite miraculous that follows. With our focus on what we desire and putting our faith and our trust and our hope in God that we will be abundantly provided for in all areas of our lives. The universe, having been shown in crystal clear terms what we desire, will then begin to send us the people, the situations, and events to help us to foster our desires. And because God and the angels have infinite and limitless possibilities on how to answer our intentions, they will then conspire and arrange for synchronicities to happen in our lives. Now, the Posse of Angels is saying that synchronicities are one of their favorite things to arrange. Now, the definition of a synchronicity is the simultaneous occurrence of events that appear significantly related but have no discernible causal connection. In other words, they are events and meetings that are very hard to explain how they ever happened. And whether some might call it luck, or some might call it being in the right place at the right time, or just a matter of a mere coincidence, what most people have a hard time denying is just how uncanny and mysterious it is when these things do happen. You know, with my clients adopting and putting the laws of attraction into their lives, they have opened themselves to allow the absolute mystery of synchronicity to come in. And before we speak more about that, let's go to our first caller, taking call 609. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
My name's Susan.
Hi, Susan. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
New Jersey. And how is Susan today?
I'm all right. Can I ask a question, or I'm not sure.
You can ask. You can ask a question. Most of the time, the Posse of Angels like when people ask questions. Now, the reason for this is because they might say, "Oh, you know, nothing's going in my life, you know, well in my life." When really, you know, sort of our lives are, you know, not all lumped together. There might just be one or two areas of your life that need a bit of looking at. And that with those areas of your life not being 100%, they're affecting all other areas of your life. So to answer your question, yes, they like it when you ask specific questions.
Okay. I've been writing on a blog, and I've been practicing writing. My father was a writer, and I'm just wondering if you see me writing and maybe making some money doing it.
Okay. Your focus, first of all, the Posse of Angels are chattering away at my ear, and they're saying the greatest thing that you can do, Susan, and it's interesting that you're getting this call because it's just, although I've been writing for the past 6 years, when somebody asked me what I would do, I would launch in and I would give them a litany of, you know, I'm a quantum touch practitioner, I'm a Reiki master teacher, I'm an angel practitioner, you know, I'm a radio host, and I would never say I'm a writer and author.
Mm.
Yet I published my first book. I just synchronistically, God and the angels just sent me an extraordinary connection of a literary agent, and I've written a 300-page novel, and that's been sent out. So they are saying, for you, is you haven't owned being a writer and an author as yet. And to really own that and to let that seep into every fiber of your being, you are a writer, you are an author, and do not put any emphasis on the money side of it, the career, the fame. A writer writes. And I would imagine you know this from your father. I mean, it's like if he was a writer, you're driven to write. You know, this is something within you that is an integral piece of the puzzle of the planet Earth. you have been given and gifted this ability to write, and the more you do it, the more excited the universe, God and the angels are going to become and send you the most synchronistic opportunities that you can't possibly ever, you know, mentally try to figure out with your limited linear mind how this came about. But the way that it comes about is you allowing yourself to get excited about being a writer and an author. And you haven't done that as yet. That's the missing puzzle piece. So, yes, a lot of us, you know, start off, writing blogs and newsletters and things like that. And I've heard from so many people that their blogs and their newsletters have become their books.
Mm-hmm.
So, because their blogs and their newsletters mirror their lives. When I started writing, quite seriously about 5 years ago, and I've written a number of books now. I hadn't started my blog and my newsletter then, but the first book that I wrote was the story of my life. And I did it to cathartically not only release things from within inside of me, but what ended up happening was when I reread it, I was extremely proud of the things that I had done, the things that I had endured, the things that I had struggled and challenged with, and how I conquered them. And then not only that, then I went on to be a motivator and an inspirational help for so many people because of what I did. So I think this is really important for you to actually own who you are and to say, I am, because anything in these energies that you put after I am, it's like taking a chisel and chiseling it into granite. And I am, first and foremost, a writer and an author. And whether you call it meditation or you call it reflection or you call it stillness or a time just for you, let the words go out and voice them. Don't just think them inside, but actually send that vibration out to the world. Own it in your heart and close your eyes and visualize yourself at book signings. Visualize yourself being picked up by a publisher. And don't put the emphasis on the how and when of this happening. This is the most important key with synchronicities and the laws of attraction, is that we don't put any of our emphasis on the how and the when of this happening, only on the pure intention of our hearts and the joy and the bliss and the creativity that you get out of writing, because that's the abundant energy that is going out and flowing back to you. So, questions that you have?
I guess what got me into writing was a health situation. I have breast cancer, and something's been, they tell you, different support groups will say write, journal, and I did a blog. And yes. I find myself many times a day, putting entries in, and I have some followers, and I don't know, I just, like you mentioned, I do kind of get excited about writing, It's not like when you were in school and it's like, oh, I have to write a paper and you're dreading it. I actually enjoy it. It's like, I guess like you said, like a meditation sort of, you're getting it out of you. And, yeah. And I'm also a crafter and I'm also a Reiki healer, so I understand, I can relate to you a lot in that regard.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for me, I guess maybe it's healing, I guess, like you mentioned about, when you wrote about yourself and you realized all the things that you did.
It's amazing, the things that we draw to ourselves, Susan. I'm just thinking back over writing the story of my life, And I had a 26-year abusive relationship, 22 of those years married. And when I started the book, I was angry and I was, you know, sort of bitter and resentful and all of those things, and full of regret and sadness. And the more that I once that all came out of me, then when I started, every time I started to edit the story of my life, I kept on seeing it from a different perspective, and the book changed. And then the anger and the sadness and the bitterness, when I started to see it from an angel's perspective, I started to see it from a higher point of view, then I was able to really see that I brought that abusive relationship to myself to teach me an extraordinary lesson of independence, of empowerment, of you know, being challenged like I've never been challenged before in my life. And then for the last 10 years, I learned that lesson very firmly and went on to not only be at peace and honor that abusive man that I was, that my abusive ex, but I was able then to go on to help so many others who also allowed themselves to be victims and to disempower themselves. So a lot of the time that women have come to me over the last 10 years with breast cancer, they have learned so much strength and so much inner fortitude from what they have contracted to be in their life. And then they have gone on to be such a shining example to others, not only to others, but to themselves as well. This radiance that comes out of them that, hell, if I can go through this, you know, because the strongest iron goes through the hottest fire. It just does. And when we get to the end of our human lives, because we're divine and eternal, we live on, we are most proud of those things that we have been challenged with and then have endured, not only endured, but we've risen above it, and we're much better for it. We're much better people for it. So I'm getting shocked from head to toe about you being this extraordinary, I mean, radiant light to help not only yourself, but help others. With this energy inside of you, I mean, that combination of the experience that you've brought to yourself and the fact that you have that, you know, sort of that ancient knowledge or that wisdom of being a Reiki practitioner, Reiki master, is marrying enormous forces together to be a significant voice for others. And you're parlaying that into your writing. I'm getting very excited about that.
So am I. You're bringing tears to my eyes just thinking about it. I want to do that too. I want to, you know, today I'm having a down day. I'm feeling sorry for myself. But other days, you know, I try to focus on joy and I try to look at the positive and say, you know, I'm stage four, but, you know, the doctor didn't say I'm going to die anytime soon. So I figure, well, I might as well live while I'm, you know, while I have this diagnosis instead of dying with it, you know, while you're alive.
Did you ever read a book by, and just because they just slammed it in my face, Anita Morjani, Dying
to Be
Me?
I have it on Kindle, yeah. I haven't read the whole thing, but I do have it on my Kindle, and I've kind of flipped through it a little bit. I do know her story a little bit, that she tried everything. I mean, she ate healthy and everything, so... And I was doing that for a while, too, and then something clicked inside of me and says, you know what, you don't have to kill yourself trying to, you know, like, the main thing that she mentions is about your magnificence and, you know, finding joy in life and just living instead of living in fear. And I could totally relate to that because, you know, I was always afraid and, still am, but working on it, you know.
Susan, I would like to offer you a free session with me if you would like to take me up on that.
Sure. Sure.
Oh, I just heard very succinctly, offer Susan a free session. There is a component, and I don't do this very often. I truly value my time, but when I hear from the posse of angels, and it has happened on a few occasions, and I don't even question. They just say how high, and I say, and they say jump, and I just say how high. They're showing me there are a few components that you've missed as far as really releasing and acknowledging the people in your life. So I'd love to work with you. So I'll pull some cards for you now. I knew as soon as your number 609 came up and you held for a while and then you dropped out and then you called back again. I saw that 609 and I said, there's something about that number that I just need to connect with. So.
Yeah, I felt I needed to call back. I hung up because my dog barks when the mailman comes and I didn't want him barking in the background. And then I thought, no, I'll try. Maybe he'll be quiet. And he was pretty quiet the whole time. So.
Okay, so I'm pulling some cards for you. But then afterwards, after the show, I'll give you a call back to set up something. And you can contribute whatever you want to the session, because I know that in Reiki there has to be some kind of energy exchange. But as far as that goes, I just feel that it would be advantageous for you to get these messages that are coming through. So let's just go to the cards. Oh, perfect. The first card for you in this three card read is Three of Pentacles. And the Three of Pentacles is being remunerated for your writing and as an author. It's being remunerated for your skills. And there's a beautiful spider weaving his web over the head of this lovely picture of this girl in the field as she's working on her craft. And spiders are all about dreaming your dreams into reality. And the universe cannot send you the people, the events, and the connections if you haven't written anything, or if you don't foster and nourish your writing. You know, you've got to have something there in order then to bring something to yourself. So that's the Three of Pentacles. The next is the Seven of Pentacles. Look at the pentacles all tumble in. And the pentacles are about our abundance. They're about our money, our wealth, our prosperity. The seven is about the patience. Is about watching the things that you've created ripen. But again, they can't do this unless you've actually put pen to paper. And you've already started that with your blogs and your newsletters. They're saying, take them and compile them. Now you have a great foundation. How long have you been writing the blogs for?
Well, it's funny. I actually started when I was diagnosed in November of last year. I was writing about, you know, eating raw vegan and putting recipes down. And then I stopped for a little while. And then, you know, I'm not focusing on that so much. I'm just focusing more on the emotional part. And so, let's see, probably since I got diagnosed, so maybe December of 2012 till now. So what's that, mm-hmm. 6 months? Well, 8 months. So that I've been doing it all. I mean, I've always liked to write ever since I was a kid. I had a small pet sitting business. I made like a little manual, you know, and my dad, he was an editor. He would take a red pen and he would, you know, fix my little errors or whatever. But I've always liked to write. But the nice thing about, you know, online, you can type and you don't have to waste paper.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So this is such an integral part of the puzzle piece of the planet, not only to who you creatively are and reconnecting you with your passion and your bliss inside, but this is an extraordinary piece that is creating the new world as well. So this is oh my gosh. And do you read tarot, Susan? Do you know the tarot cards?
I have a couple sets of cards, and I don't really.
Okay.
And I have
the last
three virtues cards on my iPad, but.
Okay. The last card here is the star card, and the star card is you being the star of the universe, and the only way that this is going to happen is for you to allow yourself to shine, and you will shine through the writing. It's interesting that you got pentacles. You've got money here, you've got money and abundance and wealth here, and you've got an 8 card. The 17, adds up to an 8, and the 8s are about riches, the richness of spirit, the riches of money, the riches about you being the star. So this is a very, very important reading for you about connecting with your writing and where it's going to take you. So I hope that's been helpful for you. I will call you after the show and set up a time.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Today is your lucky day. Every day is actually our lucky day. But, it just shows to you how open you were to receive. And it could be the start of opening yourself up to receive in so many ways. So I'll
okay.
call you soon. Okay, take care.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Let's go to our next caller, Greg, Mason 3. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello? Hello? Greg, Mason 3, are you there? Not hearing anything from Greg. Greg, I'm not getting anything from you. Maybe you're just listening online, so maybe you want to call in again. Once again, Greg, are you there?
Hello?
No, I'm not here. Hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I think I was muted.
Okay, hello. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Where are you calling from?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. And how is Greg today?
Oh, all right, I guess.
It's interesting. The last person used those same words as well.
Yeah, it could be better.
Okay, so what's going on in Greg's life?
I mean, I've been trying to be successful at lucid dreaming for a while.
Mm-hmm.
To get in those higher realms where you can work with healing and angels and things like that. And although it happens, it seems like there's a lot of resistance. Almost like sometimes I'm getting hijacked to where I'm aware and getting information, but yet I'm not where I want to be.
Okay.
Sometimes there's actually like almost like a never ending set of trials,
as to being able to connect.
More like I'm in a setting where I'm not creating my own, reality. I'm kind of stuck in something, working my way out,
Okay.
Whereas I'd like to really be able to choose where I want to go, get the healing going, get the setting up my, personal space rather than
mm-hmm.
being drug away.
Okay. Now, there's two separate things that you're talking about here, speaking about here. One is the angel connection. The greatest thing, and what I'm hearing from the Posse of Angels, is for Greg to understand that there's nothing that he truly has to do as he is a spirit himself having a human experience. So the more that we can let go to knowing that our connection to the angels is there all the time, Yes, there are things that we can do to foster it, but it sounds like you're almost trying too hard.
Okay.
Okay. Now, have you, they're shaking their heads, yes. Have you set up, okay, this is interesting because I'm writing a radio show for about 2 or 3 weeks' time, and the Posse of Angels is helping with me with that. But and in that, I talk about our connection to angels. And one of the most important things that we can do, can you imagine if you had a friendship in which you only spoke to your friends when you were asking for something or complaining about something or whining about something, or only called them infrequently to do this? Would it be much of a friendship?
No.
No.
I see what you mean.
So the angels are nodding their head and they're saying, well, they're exactly the same. Yes, you know, their only mission is to help us and everything, but they like it so much better when we make our angelic connection a priority. For instance, when I started out with all of this, I told them that I would sit down at my altar, at my table, which was designated for angel connection, at a certain time during the day. And I don't know why this is so, Greg, but it seems, and I've spoken to many people on this, that the hours after about 6 o'clock at night, from like 6:10 or something like that, is optimal for angel connection. I mean, you can connect with your angels any time during the day, but at those times where you actually sit down and, you know, they like it from dusk onwards, it seems. So
okay.
I made a designated time to sit down and to do nothing else but listen, not ask them for anything, not complain about how my life was in lack, but to listen. And several things started to happen. Okay, first of all, to get at that designated place, make an altar. Your altar can have crystals on it. And, you know, as we know, the crystals raise the vibrations of the frequencies of the room. Some people put statues on there, statues of Buddha or Jesus or Mother Mary or Kuan Yin or, you know, angel statues. They're a reminder of our spiritual nature, our divine, eternal nature. You can incense, essential oil burners, things like that, or the Posse of Angels particularly like rose smell, I've noticed over the years. So make it the most conducive you can for that kind of energetic connection. And when you sit down, with no other expressed interest, but these are my friends, and it goes beyond that. These are my family, and I am making this connection a priority in my life. And then you sit down and you connect with them. What a lot of my students and a lot of my clients have noticed over the years as they've done this is they'll light a candle, and without any windows being open, without any air conditioning, no fan, anything, the candle will begin to flicker back and forth, will begin to get elongated. What I noticed is that the temperature of the room dropped. As it gets higher vibrational, the room got very cold, and at some stages I would blow out and be able to see my breath. Things in the room moved, you know, like a pencil moved across the table. It's kind of, you know, reassuring and exciting when that kind of physical manifestation happens as a result of our angelic connection. So are any or all of these things resonating with things that you can be more mindful in doing?
Actually, the problem is, try to explain this. It's almost like sometimes when I'm trying to connect with the angels, I'm getting feedback from I don't know if it'd be local cords or things like that, things that want to substitute themselves for the angels, like, you know. Like,
I see.
You see what I mean? Almost like, mm-hmm. Actually, like there's needy people that want you to be connected to them, and they're in the atmosphere, so to speak.
Yes.
I'll give you an example. Probably about a week ago, I made my own meditation where I was working through the angel names, okay? And I could actually hear background noise saying, don't do this, they'll kick us out. It was like, and at the same time, I was having these dreams where it was almost like I was doing cord cutting, but it was like I had a cord connected to people, and they were grabbing hold of me, not letting me go.
Okay.
So there was kind of a fight, like I was trying to dislodge them with the angel, saying, I want these guys to be my friends, and I want you to respect my personal space, you know?
Right.
But it wasn't, I mean, off and on, it's been a struggle. It's been slow, but that's what's affecting my dreams, too, because I'd rather talk to my angels in my dreams.
Absolutely.
So it's like, I've heard that before, people saying just relax and interface with the angels, and I understand that. But one of the problems is it's like sometimes I feel if I don't make a strong effort to dislodge these cords, they kind of want to take over.
Well, the thing is, if you put any focus on these cords, then you're only encouraging them to get stronger. What you want to do is put more emphasis on the light, because if there's only the emphasis on the light, then any lower vibrational energies cannot come in. It's as if by putting any of your attention on it, you know, you can ask, because you are a powerful co-creator with Source, you can say, do you come in the name of God? Do you come in the name of light? The funny thing about it, if they had your best interest at heart, truly had your best interest at heart, they would not be so judgmental as what you should do and how you should do it and who you should connect with. And no, you connect with me and not with them.
Yeah.
So this shows me that it's a lower vibrational entity, and that all you need to do is hold that massive amount of light and say, do you come in the love of God? And if you don't, by the power invested in me as that strong co-creator and that child of God, and I'm not now getting shocked from head to toe, you say you do not have any hold on my life and what I do, and go with God's blessings, and you are released. And the more that you can do that, the more that they will not, the frequency will just be such a disconnect that it won't be a problem anymore.
Okay, I see what you mean. Yeah, I think the problem was years ago, I did a lot of volunteer work for people and would pray for them and help out, you know, and it was almost like I was getting filled up or raising my energy to help people.
Yeah.
But over the past several years, the Spirit spoke to me about, you know, creating my own space, and I have some specific things and goals that the Spirit's given me in my life, and I need to conserve that energy for that, and I don't have, you know, I can't be drained off every time I get a quart of oil.
Yes, absolutely, and it's so important, Greg, that we know that as light workers and starseeds and walk-ins and those that have chosen to come back and to raise the consciousness of the planet, our first mission was to give our energies over to helping and saving and enabling as many people as we possibly could to come on board that train of ascension. But now that's changed. As of about 2 years ago, the light workers were told, turn the mirror back on yourself and start bringing forth those creative endeavors to the planet to create the new world. And we could have only done that if we had made ourselves the priority now. And our mission has switched, and it switched. The Posse of Angels told me it switched around September 2011, around that time, to actually turn that mirror back on ourselves and start making us, you know, we the priority, you know, to bring forth those things to create the new world. So that's really important.
Yeah,
okay.
That makes perfect sense, because years ago, I mean, even as far as spiritual development went, it was almost like I'd pray for somebody or work with somebody and use their need to switch on my gift. Whereas years ago, it's like the Spirit said, nope, you got to learn how to work your own powers now. You know, and it was like, what? You know, you got to learn how to do it.
Yes, and it's a very, very different energy. And a lot of the times when you do it the way that you had originally done it, it's almost as if you are getting empowered by somebody else not having experienced their power.
Yeah.
And that's not the kind of world we want to create. We want to create, you know, a world in which everybody knows their empowerment. And it's just it may be semantics, but it's just a different energy that's involved there. So, and you said something about sabotaging. I wrote down that in some of these respects, you might be sabotaging and limiting yourself as to how truly extraordinary a healing practitioner or a healer that you are, or a conduit for that healing to happen. I'm not sure if you feel like you're putting restrictions on it because of your sabotaging yourself.
I've known for a while that I have to get in contact with more like-minded people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's been the issue lately.
Okay.
But I'm growing that. I'm doing the research on the internet. You know, I'm like things that I'm doing right here.
Okay. Have you studied any kind of modalities like Reiki or other things like that, Greg?
Yeah, I've read a lot of books, lots of different types of meditations. Things like that.
They want you to also know, and they're stating it quite emphatically, that you are the metaphysical teacher, and it's time for you to step out and own this in order to help others, because whether you realize it or not, you are the first wave of light worker on the planet that has come back to be the metaphysical teacher in whatever way or shape or form that you want to bring that forth, in order to awaken the second wave of light workers that have shifted consciousness, and they're needing answers as to, you know, spiritual knowledge or, you know, how-tos or all these different things. So the Posse of Angels are really saying this to you, that you are the metaphysical teacher, and it's about you stepping up and owning this and bringing it forth in whatever way, shape, or form that you truly want to.
Okay.
Okay, let's go to the card and give you a little bit of a reading here. The first card that's come out is the Three of Wands. And the Three of Wands is about watching your ships come in. In this case, they're saying that we live in such extraordinary times of instant manifestation now. You know, you almost have to say it and think it, and in some way, shape, or form, it turns up in your reality that by you putting your focus on yourself as a metaphysical teacher, there will start to appear things that will support that in so many different ways. People will come to you. You'll hear of things, events. So they're encouraging you to keep going with your like-minded connections, and they're saying that then the next card comes out is the Death card, which is about new beginnings for you on the horizon as far as doors opening for you to be that metaphysical teacher. And the last one is the Eight card, which is the Strength card, and this is the strength of conviction, the strength in knowing who you are at heart, and so saying, yes, there might be a little bit of fear there, but feel the fear and do it anyway.
Okay.
I hope that's been helpful for you.
Oh, it's been very helpful. It shed a light on a lot of stuff.
Excellent. Well, you go out and you just make it a heavenly day, and it was a pleasure speaking with you.
Okay, thank you. Bless you.
Take care, Greg. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much to those callers. Now, I wanted to go on, and I wanted to talk about the extraordinary synchronicity that happened to one of my clients. And I'll call her Carla because I don't use real names of people on my programs or in my newsletters. Carla was a teacher, and although she was very good at what she did, she wasn't passionate about her work. You know, when I asked her to recall her childhood and think about what gave her pleasure, she remembered that she absolutely adored working with horses and riding them on her parents' farm. With her passion for horses, it was always her dream to become a vet. But her parents gave their money and attention to fulfilling her older brother's education and his desires of becoming a doctor. They explained to Carla that she was a very pretty girl and she would eventually get married and have children. And she remembered holding back the tears as they told her that the money would be wasted on a veterinarian degree for her. At 40, when Carla came to see me, she recalled the pain of not being able to fulfill her life's passion, and she wept as she explained that she was now too old to realize her dream. Tuning into my higher perspective, I said that even though she didn't have the opportunity to become a vet, this shouldn't stop her from fulfilling the enjoyment she received from being around animals. The Posse of Angels suggested that she go to her local SPCA and volunteer for a position to look after rescued animals. Her face brightened up, and she assured me that she would call the organization after our session. Well, after a month had passed, I received a call from a very excited Carla. She said that she had taken my advice and started working at the SPCA and absolutely adored caring for the animals. It was 2 weeks after she started. She arrived at the shelter, and she noticed that someone had put an index card on the notice board, which read, "Horse handler wanted for large farming property. Good salary, room and board provided. Inquire on this phone number." She rang the number and connected with a lady that explained to her that she and her husband were looking for someone who could take care of the needs of the many horses on their farming property. Now, when Carla went for an interview for this position, she was incredulous as to what transpired. It was revealed that this couple was acquainted with Carla's parents and their farming property. But even more bizarre was that they had not only lived near Carla's family's property, but that they had already seen Carla's knowledge, her love and care and attention to horses when she was a young adult working on her parents' farm. And without any hesitation, they offered her the job. Now, maybe this was one of those cases of being in the right place at the right time, but I see it more as honoring what makes you happy and creating those joyful energies. Once those impassioned, joyful energies go out to the universe, they will bring back similar energies of joy to fulfill our heart's desires. Now, in this way, Carla bypassed the how of working with animals as a vet and allowed in an unlimited way, she allowed herself to experience the energy of joy, fruition, by volunteering. And with the universe responding only to energetic alignment and that joy and bliss inside of ourselves, a synchronicity occurred that was in direct fulfillment to Carla's intentions. You know, once you start to practice the laws of attraction, make sure to be careful what you wish for, because it will happen. Yet most people lose faith in the laws of cause and effect or the laws of attraction, because in many cases they cannot see the immediate, tangible, physical manifestations of what they've desired. Now the Posse of Angels is saying that this has more to do with attachment to what you've desired and less to do with the fact of whether or not it will manifest. For instance, I've been speaking for the past 6 weeks to clients and students how all the time, the effort and the money and the exertion light workers have put into building strong foundations for their healing practices as writers and coaches and speakers is going to bring forth very tangible results this September. It's as if everything we have done up until now has been building the start of opening for us in this time of harvest. You know, I've mentioned the word September is so often in regards to summer and fall harvest that I've drawn to myself even musical synchronicities. It doesn't matter whether I'm at a gas station. It doesn't matter whether I'm in a mall. It doesn't matter whether I turn on the radio. I keep hearing the song by Earth, Wind, and Fire, Dancing in September. Now, does my speaking about September and thinking about September and feeling the excitement about meeting and connecting with those people that will foster my dreams, are all these just coincidence? And the posse of angels are shaking their heads and they're saying no. They want to remind us that with all the clearing and cleansing that we've done, many of us have not only become crystal clear on what we are intending for our lives, but many of us and our rate of manifestation has become so instantaneous. In order for synchronicities to occur, they need the widest possible scope. And if we're busy putting conditions on our desires of the how and when of things happening, then we cut off limitless ways our desires can manifest. In addition, people may desire things to manifest, but there are underlying feelings of not being worthy and deserving to receive. Doesn't matter how much they plead and ask for things from God and the angels, the smallest perpetuation of doubt will keep pushing those synchronicities away. You know, the posse of angels is reminding us that God and the angels, they sure do work in what looks like very strange ways. But they are saying that they do this so that when things happen, just like they happened to Carla, my client, we as children of God will be surprised and look on in absolute awe at the wonder, the enchantment, and the magic of the limitless, infinite possibilities of life giving to us when we are open to allowing ourselves to co-create with the greatest source of all for these synchronicities to magically appear in our lives. And that just about wraps the show up for today. Thank you so much to those lovely callers. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Thank you for those people who have followed me on Blog Talk, Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio. If you'd like to follow me, you can find my smiley little face on the Angel Healing House radio page and push the follow button underneath to get reminders for all my shows. And don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Again, if you'd like to receive my uplifting and enlightening Angel Healing House newsletter, which is filled with channeled messages from my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, you can send me your email and your request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E.com. To purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my beautifully professionally recorded guided angel meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website, angelhealinghouse.com. And if you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling and Reiki healing session, you can either do this in my Los Angeles office in person, or it can be done nationally or internationally as I use distant healing, and this can be done over phone and or computer using Skype. You can call me at Angel Healing House at 831-277-3716. Again, that call in for Claire Candy Hoff and Angel Healing House, 277-3716. Or you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, listeners, allow your radiant light to shine forth and to fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Have a beautiful week, and I so look forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care. Love and angel blessings. Bye.